A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 1 for 50. Then to another he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write 1 for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel today is rather strange. Perhaps you do not think so. That's because we have heard it so often. Gospel texts become so familiar to us. We think we are quite aware of the message that's there, and we no longer experience the scandal, the astounding character of stories such as this. But basically here, the master commends a dishonest steward. Commends him, of course, not for the dishonesty, but for the clever way of approaching the situation, for the way in which he acted looking after his own future good. But nevertheless, to use this as an example is still rather astounding, for Jesus to use an example of someone who commends a corrupt and dishonest employee. It must strike us a little as what's going on. Now, it's possible, I suppose, that the master, when he heard how clever the steward was, smiled and had a certain sense of humor. And perhaps we could ask the same about Jesus. Maybe there is a certain amount of humor in what he says, although we don't ordinarily think of Jesus having a sense of humor. We find many human emotions in the life of Jesus portrayed in the scriptures, from joy to sadness, and we hear of him weeping in different ways, but rarely do we find a reference to Jesus simply laughing. Enjoyment in that almost mundane sense. And yet, in some of the parables, we cannot help but sense a certain touch of irony and humor at times, even with some of the images that he employs. So we have here a master who's about to fire the employee, who then allows those under him to rewrite their promissory notes for something less, thinking that then, wow, when he finishes as steward, he is going to be so welcomed, so appreciated, that he need not worry about future employment. The message is quite obvious, what Jesus is saying, which is basically, would that we who work for the kingdom of God, would that we who work for God, that we might work as hard to spread the good news as do people of the world or in secular society or in regular work, that we might do as entrepreneurially, as industriously, as cleverly with as great a commitment as they. And so the challenge that Jesus really presents to us is, when it comes to the spiritual life, when it comes to my ministry in the life of the church, when it comes to my living for the sake of the gospel and evangelization, do I give myself as wholeheartedly to it and as ingeniously as well as someone who's working for a living in the world or someone simply concerned with his own material well-being? Do we do our best for God? Or when it comes to God, does God get something but second best? Do we do our best? I remember a kind of proverb or poem taught by my parents that in some ways I don't necessarily recommend. It can lead to perhaps an over-conscientiousness at times in some areas. But when I was a kid, my parents would often say, good, better, best. Never let it rest until the good is better and the better best. Granted, it can lead to a kind of perfectionism. But the challenge of Jesus is, as we are brought back to the gospel, yes, what we do in terms of mission as baptized Christians in the life of the church and for the sake of the world and for the sake of the gospel, what we do is good. But we ought not simply be satisfied with good. Is good good enough? Can we do better? Ought we not give our best efforts for the sake of the kingdom?